Good morning. Tom Beal here at the halfway point of the morning walk, and it is another amazing day. For those who were fortunate enough to go out and see the full moon last night, it was absolutely huge. Like, it was crazily huge. So it was pretty cool to witness that. And for those who witnessed football yesterday afternoon and evening, I didn't watch many football games this year. And normally, I don't actually get a chance to watch the championship games because we're on a marketer's cruise. But this marketer's cruise starts a little bit later. We fly out there this week for the 13th annual marketer's cruise that myself, Mike Filsaime, and Captain Lou Edwards formed back in January of 2007. It was kind of the beginning of it. So 13 years later, unbelievable how quickly time flies. So if you've never been, check out marketerscruise.com. It is game-changing, and I'm excited to see all of the cruisers this week. Right here we are Monday, so by the end of this week, we will all be meeting and getting ready to cast off from California. But circling back to the game yesterday, the games. So it kind of reminds me of martial arts, mixed martial arts, UFC, boxing, etc. And the old saying is, never leave it up to a decision, right? If you want the win, go for the knockout. And me as a wrestler, you know, if you want the win, go for a pin or a technical fall. Get it over with. Don't leave it up to a 1 point, you know, or a tie leading up to the final seconds. If you want to get it won, don't leave it up to the judges, right? And the same thing happened yesterday. Now, that said, the two games both went into overtime, and both went into overtime under a controversial call from the referees. And one of them is probably the absolute most controversial call I've ever seen. And that was when the New Orleans Saints were playing the Los Angeles Rams. And there was a pass that clearly, with the replay, was pass interference. Had that call been made, the flag been thrown, the game would have been over. There would have been no overtime. But the flag wasn't thrown. Therefore, allowing it to go into overtime and technically stole the Super Bowl from the New Orleans Saints. So I haven't seen the media yet today, but I'm sure it's going to be blasted in the media and people just outrageously fired up, because that was one that was quite ridiculous. Like, it was super clear, yet no flag, and that changed the game. Like, literally, took away the Super Bowl from the Saints, and then they lost in overtime, giving it to the Rams. So the game's not over. Like, the game's never over till the fat lady sings, is another saying. So good job for the Rams to go with the flow. And you know, hey, we got that call in our favor. Let's make the most of this. Let's go for the victory. But holy cow. If many don't know, my stepbrother played in the NFL from, 2007 to 2017, or wait a minute, 97 to 07, the decades kind of mingled together. And he was actually kind of, you know, one play changed him from going to the Super Bowl. And let me just back up. So he played for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And in 1999, the Jaguars only lost to one team, the Tennessee Titans. And now, the AFC Championship, the Jaguars were in the championship game, and the Bills were playing the Tennessee Titans. The Bills, the Buffalo Bills, me and my brother's favorite team growing up. And one thing we learned as being a Buffalo Bills fan is the game's never over till it's over. They could be winning by a mile and then lose. They could be losing by a mile and come back and win, as they did with the Houston Oilers that one time. However, the one play that changed my brother from going to the Super Bowl, because Jacksonville was undefeated except by the Tennessee Titans, was when the Buffalo Bills were beating the Tennessee Titans with seconds to go, and there was a kickoff, and that kickoff resulted in a lateral pass, and all sorts of craziness led to them on the kickoff returning it to score and win in the final seconds. And that led to the Tennessee Titans going to Jacksonville and playing Jacksonville and beating them in the AFC Championships. Now, no crystal ball. However, Jacksonville was such a role and undefeatable that year. Tennessee was the only one that had their numbers. They would have beat the Bills. But then that crazy play happened, which turned the tides from the Bills celebrating and the Titans crying to the Titans celebrating and the Bills crying and the fans going along with it. So the game's never over until it's over. And that's in life, too. Think about that in life. Regardless of what's went your way, regardless of what went the other way, you're still here. It's a new day. 150,000 people estimate throughout the world didn't make it to today. You did. It's in your favor. The flag was not thrown, and you still get to an opportunity to win at this game called life. So, regardless of where you are, think you're winning, think you're behind. If you're behind, it's time for a comeback. If you're ahead, it's time to continue and rally up and keep on winning, whatever that means to you. And out of the 7.5 billion people, success defined, there's probably 7.5 billion definitions of success. So whatever success is to you, whatever winning is to you, get clear on that and recognize I'm still in the game, baby. I'm still breathing. I'm still moving. I'm still active. Watch out. There's a new plot twist coming. There's me winning this game. Watch out. The time is now. So some of you may not be fans of American football. That's fine. But the lessons here are paramount to living life and winning at life on your terms. So the game isn't over till it's over, baby. If you're still breathing, you still got another day. Show the world what you got. Step up. Make today great. I will talk with you soon. If you haven't been in my app yet, go to thesimplifier.app. Register. You'll get a password emailed to you, as well as how to get it on the iOS and Android. Massive, massive value there. Go to thesimplifier.app. Till next time, talk with you soon. Make today great.